Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB News, the Atlanta Dream are headed to the WNBA playoffs after last night's win over the Las Vegas Aces. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
After missing the playoffs last season, the Dream will have another chance to challenge for a championship. The franchise has already played in three WNBA finals, but has yet to capture a title. Analyst LaChyna Robinson spoke about the Dream's chances after the game.
Congrats to this team, to this organization. A lot of changes to the roster. I mean, it adds up to an exciting season. From the standpoint, this could be a WNBA championship team.
Atlanta is currently the second best team in the league, sitting only behind the Seattle Storm in the standings. The WNBA playoffs will begin on August 21st. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Atlanta businesses and lawmakers are continuing to plan for next year's Super Bowl. Atlanta City Councilwoman Marcy Collier Overstreet has introduced an ordinance that would let bars and restaurants sell alcohol until 4 a.m. the Monday before the Super Bowl until the Monday after. The ordinance says that many business owners think the expanded drinking hours would accommodate the festive nature of the event. Council members are expected to vote on that rule during their next meeting, which will take place on the 20th. The three Atlanta streets with the word Confederate in their names could soon get new names under an ordinance introduced into the Atlanta City Council this week. If passed, Confederate Avenue, East Confederate Avenue, and Confederate Court would all be renamed. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports that the push to get rid of street names honoring the Confederacy and Confederate leaders started building momentum last year after a violent demonstration in Charlottesville, Virginia, held by white supremacists protesting the city's plan to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. A recent wall collapse could delay the opening of 30 miles of toll lanes along I-75. According to the AJC, part of an unfinished wall fell near Windy Hill Road in Cobb County in June, but it's not the only part of the wall that's had problems. According to a report by an independent engineering firm, another section of the same wall collapsed last year and had to be addressed. Department spokeswoman Natalie Dale says the $800 million project should be on schedule if the lanes open next month. For more news, please visit us at gpbnews.org.